Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. South Korea says it intends to continue discussions with North Korea to hold high-level talks Pyongyang canceled Wednesday. North Korea also suggests talks next month with the U.S. could be in jeopardy. President Donald Trump says the path forward is unclear. Former U.S. Ambassador Christopher Hill says the chance of a meeting is less than 50%.
I think the Trump administration has perhaps done a little too much talk in public about it and not enough preparation for the actual summit. And so as the president's been doing some victory laps, it seems to me he should have understood that he first has to run the race.
China says the U.S.-North Korean talks should go forward. The special counsel's Russia investigation began a year ago today, and President Trump is taking notes. AP's Sagar Mehani reports from the White House.
The president tweets, "Congratulations, America. We are now into the second year of the greatest witch hunt in American history, and there is still no collusion and no obstruction." The president's frustration is evident as Bob Mueller's probe continues in extraordinary secrecy. Among the things that are known, 19 people have either been indicted or pleaded guilty to criminal charges, and several current and former White House officials have been interviewed. The biggest questions remaining are whether the president himself will talk with Mueller and what happens if Mueller finds presidential wrongdoing. Sagar Mehani at the White House.
The United States and China are holding trade talks in Washington in a bid to avert a damaging tariff war. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is meeting with China's vice premier. This is VOA News. European Union leaders say they are united in sticking to the Iran nuclear deal as long as Tehran abides by it. Lisa Bryant has more for VOA from Paris.
The EU will launch on Friday the so-called blocking status to protect, in particular, small and mid-sized companies with Iranian business interests. It will also tap the European Investment Bank to help shield them from threatened U.S. sanctions following President Donald Trump's decision to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. European frustration over the Trump administration has been growing, especially following its pullout from the Iran deal last week. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The World Health Organization will convene an emergency meeting on Friday to discuss the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. There have already been 44 suspected, probable, or confirmed cases of Ebola, and 23 people have died. Peter Salamo, the WHO's Deputy Director General for Emergencies, says the latest case is in an urban area.
But what's particularly important today, and it's really a critical new development in this outbreak, is that we've confirmed a case of Ebola in the regional capital of Equator Province, which has a population of about 1 million people. That capital is called Bandaka. And why that's really critically important is Bandaka is a large town in itself. It means there's another site of infection for this outbreak.
Tomorrow's meeting at the WHO could trigger an international response to the outbreak. The excitement in Britain is growing as Saturday's wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle nears. An official statement has confirmed that Markle's father won't be coming to her wedding due to illness. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Meghan Markle says her father will now not be attending her wedding to Prince Harry on Saturday at Windsor Castle. In a Kensington Palace statement, she says she's always cared for her father and hoped he could be given the space he needs to focus on his health. In the statement, Markle thanks everyone who's offered generous messages of support. She adds, "Please know how much Harry and I look forward to sharing our special day with you on Saturday." Charles de Ledesma, London.
Officials in Hawaii say there has been an explosive eruption at the Kilauea volcano's summit, sending a plume of ash thousands of meters into the air. Hawaii's County Civil Defense Agency says the ash plume will cover the surrounding area. They are urging residents of the Big Island in the path of the ash plume to shelter in place. Kilauea, one of the world's most active volcanoes, began erupting on May 3rd. For all the latest news around the clock, please download our VOA mobile app or visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Voice of America.